A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mouniongcareers.com today.
I have a very special guest here, a absolute legend at this radio station, although he doesn't want to hear this, he's going to hear it from me. This man is not only responsible for a lot of the talents that you hear on this radio station currently, myself, Giannotti, Recco, McLogical, Marash, Fatso, just to name a few. He really, in many ways, was the gatekeeper. I told him this off air last night. If you've seen the Richard Dreyfuss movie, Mr. Holland's Opus, in many ways, Eddie Scazzeri, my guest here, is Mr. Holland, because there's so many of us through the years that owe our career to him, because you guys know what Eddie does as far as the board and all the sound drops, which he has created so many laughs through the years, and you're never going to get the accolades and the appreciation for how many laughs. And I know this now when I'm hosting, like, yeah, shows can be funny and all that stuff, but the drops add so much humor to it. It kind of fills the gaps or sets up a laugh in many ways. But Eddie's never going to get that appreciation that he should. But Eddie also, for many years, was the schedule maker here, which is the worst possible job you could have in America. The absolute worst. You know what I mean? It's just a thankless job. And you also were the internship coordinator. So you were the guy that we, as, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, young, aspiring broadcasters, if you call this broadcasting, I guess, radio hosts, we would meet with Eddie to see if we can get an internship. So Eddie, in many ways, was the guy that got us all started in the business. So number one, I wanted to thank you for that, Eddie. You are entering your really final day here at WFAN after how many years now?
Not quite 37.
37. So basically, not a day one, but really from the beginning, you have seen WFAN rise to the heights that it's risen. You've seen so many things. I say this about Eddie all the time. If anybody were to write a book about this place and knows where the bodies are buried, it's Eddie. But that's not your personality to spill the tea. That's a thing that young people say, Eddie. You're not one to gossip.
Oh, okay.
You're not a gossiper.
Spill the tea.
Spill the tea, they call it.
Okay.
How do you feel in your final, not only week, but as you walk into 345 Hudson, hopefully not for the last time, as far as we want to see you again, but for the last time as an employee here at WFN, what are some of the emotions that are going through your head, you know, 37 years in this great business at the greatest radio station of all time?
I'm strangely emotionally vacant still. It's not real. And not to compare my job to people who work in an ER or air traffic controller or first responder, but there are demands of the job that, you know, you have to focus.
Yeah.
And that is not going to change today. I have to, you know, do my job and focus. And so it's not like a typical last day where, you know, the guy comes in and he just is hanging out and it doesn't do any work and all that stuff. So the demands of the job sort of prevent that, you know, sort of happy, frivolous party feeling, which I guess will be tomorrow, although I'm dreading that as well.
At DJ's, by the way, so if you don't have plans or if you do have plans, cancel the plans. Tomorrow at DJ's, the Hallowed Halls in Belmar, starting at 6 o'clock, the warm-up show, and
yes,
then at 7 o'clock to 11 is Boomer and Geo. There'll be a concert afterwards, so a big day planned at DJ's, and that will be sort of your party to celebrate your career here.
Yeah, I suppose.
Eddie will be in the corner somewhere, just not like Eddie doesn't want to. He's being humble, but he's obviously not only by the audience, he's beloved, but by everybody here. But this is one of the reasons why we love Eddie, because, and you sort of outlined it there, especially when you were scheduling. Eddie would show up because obviously he has to be here, you know, 3:30 in the morning, which is not an easy hour to wake up. And then you'd be here sometimes till 4 p.m. scheduling.
Yeah.
So you're basically at the radio station for 12 hours. You go home and you go to bed right away. So I don't think anybody, I truly believe this, I don't think anybody has put in more hours, that's for sure, than you at this radio station and has worked harder, especially behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. I mean, you are just a workhorse when it comes to that, Eddie. So you should be proud of that. And I know we're all proud of you, and we're all celebrating this week. But I feel like with you, Eddie, and you could tell me if I'm wrong here, just the love that you have for this business, it has to be through the roof, because it's not easy, especially behind the scenes. You know, I'm talking a lot, but I promise I'll let Eddie talk here in a second, because I'm setting up the story here. When I started and I interned, you know, was going for my internship meeting, if you remember in Astoria, Eddie, it was like being in Alice in Wonderland. You'd walk down all the hallways, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is WFAN? I figured I'd open up the doors, and there would be doves coming out, and it would be this amazing moment.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly Wonderland.
No. It was, quite frankly, a dump. I mean, it was a basement of a basement.
Yes. You know?
But it was punk rock.
It was a
sub-basement, but it was historic being there.
It was like steampunk.
Yeah, exactly. And if you remember, Eddie, the door, there was like a red, like, phone, almost like the president has, and you would pick up the phone if you didn't have a pass, and then mm-hmm. someone would let you in.
Yes.
So I obviously didn't have a pass. I was just interviewing. I pick up the phone, and Beningo is the one that answered it. And Joe, as you know, maybe the audience doesn't, but when Joe first meets you, he tests you out a little bit. He's like, mm-hmm. who is this guy, bro? So he wasn't exactly the warmest welcome. Not that he was rude or anything, but he just kind of looked at me like, hey, what's this guy doing? So then I walked into your office, which was a closet.
Yes.
And you were
with a sump pump under my feet.
Yes.
Because the water table at Astoria was so high and we were in a sub basement.
Yes. And I walked in there and you were, I think, had a shirt on that said, you know, pull my finger. And you had, you know, the hair in the ponytail like you have it now. And I don't even think you were sitting on a chair. It was basically like you were sitting on a garbage pail. And then we went to interview in like a separate production studio where Summers was like ripping heaters and drinking coffee. And we do our interview, and we're talking, and you're like, yes, do you want to be on the air one day? And I go, yes. And you go, right. Nobody wants to be the next Eddie Scazzeri.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if we had even close to the career you've had, we all would love to be you, Eddie, because you've had a legendary career. But it speaks to the behind-the-scenes stuff. It's, you know, it's a labor of love to do the behind-the-scenes work around here.
Sure. Yeah, nobody's in behind-the-scenes radio for the money.
That's right. Yeah, and that was another thing you brought up. You're like, I forgot the car, but you were like, if you want to drive around in whatever car you were driving around, and then you work behind the scenes in radio. And I'm sitting there going, I'll get paid anything to be here. And then when I got here and I realized, geez, I owe the company money, basically my starting salary. I was like, you know, is there another zero in that, I didn't even sign a contract, but you know what I mean, when you're part-time in the hourly wage. Is there a particular moment, Eddie, and obviously, you know, I prefer to hear more of a positive one, but is there a particular moment or day on this radio station that stands out most to you as you look back on your career here?
Well, as we kind of talked off the air yesterday when we didn't think we were doing this because of, you know, the rain delay and all that
stuff.
And, sadly, it's all the really negative things that are seared into your brain. I mean, you know, the day-to-day, because every day is fun here. It's, you know, it's like a fun job, and it's, you know, like not real compared to other jobs. And, you know, it's fun and it's laughs. But the things that really stick are the negative things, like 9/11. It was a big thing. The whole IMUS situation, the first Craig situation.
Yeah.
Those are the things that really stand out. I mean, of course, there's fun moments every single day, but those, you know, are the majority, the vast majority. So they don't stand out like the really negative things do, sadly, but I think that's just life.
Yeah, and you've obviously worked with Mike and Chris, mm-hmm. and then obviously with Boomer and Craig, and now with Boomer and Gio. Let me ask you this.
And Russ and Steve.
And Russ and Steve. And, of course, our dear friend, Al Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
Have we announced the replacement yet? I don't want to speak out of turn here.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think so.
Okay, so we'll just say nameless, faceless. I hope that person realizes that working next to Al Dukes is going to be... There's going to be a little bit of adjustment period.
Sure.
Because you and Al have been just... partners now, work partners, work wives for all these years.
Yeah, he's definitely my work spouse.
Can you just talk a little bit about working with Al for all these years? Because Al, we all know, is just what you hear on the radio is what you get with Al. Mm-hmm. But can you speak a little bit about working with Al all these years?
Well, he's the best producer I've ever worked with. Hands down, not even close. The way he understands how to screen the callers, even though he hates it, he does a great job at it.
He loves to hate it, I think.
Of course, yes. He loves to hate a lot of things. that's just Al. So, but, you know, you have to be able to... I think we're a good mesh of personalities. I'm calm, and he gets irritable sometimes. So
sometimes meaning all the time.
So it's a good mix.
Boomer getting into the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That was announced yesterday, and congratulations to Boomer.
And by the way, let's step up Canton. Time to put him in.
Absolutely. Especially for his entire body of work.
Correct.
Not just what he did on the field, going to Super Bowl, winning an MVP, but the broadcasting. I mean, how has he not have the resume to get in?
Yeah, I agree. Let's go, Ken.
Absolutely.
And if he had won that Super Bowl, in my opinion, he would have been in as a player already.
100%. You win a Super Bowl, you win an MVP, and you beat the 49ers in Montana.
You're at the time, like the best left-handed quarterback, I think, yards-wise, touchdowns, or at least the second best. Yeah, he would have been in, except for Joe Montana.
For sure. So, when Boomer first started here, and if I'm talking out of school, I apologize, but I feel like you guys have talked about this on the air.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Eddie, of course, will be remembered for a lot of things, but one of the big ones is the drops, mm-hmm. the sound effects.
Yeah.
And some of the most funny ones are Boomer.
Of course.
Out of context. You know, mm-hmm. my wife's breast milk and right. nice melons and all this stuff. Is it fair to say early on when you played those type of drops that Boomer probably wasn't thrilled with them because they were taken out of context? They usually have, you know, innuendos to them. So, A, is that the truth? And B, do you feel like in many ways, Eddie, you, through those drops, kind of loosened Boomer up a little bit? You got him kind of acclimated to what life is here to kind of laugh at yourself? Do you feel like that you played as much as a role as Craig did in really humanizing Boomer and getting him sort of to be the Boomer we all know and love now?
Well, Craig really was the driving force behind that, just because he's in there with him all the time yep. and is driving the show. But there was... I had a few drops of Boomer, like when he would be out, I would just do virtual Boomer, but it was just all like, oh, good morning, hello, whatever, just, you know, standard stuff
yeah.
that you could use for any response, like, you know, a magic eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking about Kellen Winslow Jr. and his motorcycle accident, and he had a testicle injury, and Boomer at one point said, describing the whole situation, I have swollen testicles. So I grabbed that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, I played that because I think Craig kind of dared me to. So
this was the first one that you ever played as Boomer's voicing it to be yeah. out of context, to kind of put him on the spot, see how he reacted.
Yeah. So I played it at the end of the show, and then someone must have texted him or something. And then he came in, and he was mad. He said, did you play I Have Swollen Testicles? And I said, yes. And he was not happy. But then the next day, he must have gotten feedback from some of his friends or listeners, what have you. And it was okay. And from that moment on, it was on. And, you know, it was, you know, there were times, of course, when I probably crossed the line.
Oh, I'm sure. But you know what, though? That's kind of what we do here. Mm-hmm. And when you cross the line, you say, you know what? My bad. I say that Boomer all the time. My bad. And yeah. you know what? You forget about it the next yeah. day.
And so he, from that moment on, he allowed himself to, you know, be made fun of. I mean, he's still Boomer, for God's sake.
Of course.
And, but that was a turning point. And it's to his lasting credit that he didn't have to allow that. But he did.
And now Eddie, he puts it over. Like, your dynamic between the two of you, to me, is so underratedly funny. Because you'll play, like, I just remember when I worked on Boomer and Carton. This was years ago. Most people thought I was an intern. I was just getting breakfast. But I was paid barely. The stuff that made me laugh the most is whether we had, like, you know, like, hot women in. And you would play the, like, nice melons. Yeah. And you know Boomer was like, all right, Eddie, that's enough. That's enough. One of the ones that I don't know if you did it when he would do live reads, or still does, and you would play drops to kind of mess with him to mm-hmm. see if he'll screw up. He was doing a read once. I don't remember the client or anything, but I don't even remember if you were playing drops, which you probably were. And Richard Lewis, the late, great Richard Lewis, was there. And Boomer is stumbling through it, and you're playing drops, I think, making it worse. And Richard Lewis is like, you know the guy that wrote that copy? He's in the bathroom right now throwing up. But that just... It almost in some ways, because Boomer has to be Boomer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you told me this once. You go, if this show ended tomorrow, Boomer would, let's just say Boomer, Geo, Boomer, Carton, WFN, Boomer would walk out of here and he'd still be Boomer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he should be in the Hall of Fame. He is in the National Radio Hall of Fame. The rest of us are a bunch of schlubs.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be a bunch of nobodies. Right. We're the others.
Yes.
You know, so.
And the rest.
The rest of us. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That was the other joke. If there was a plane crash and we were all in it with Boomer, it'd be Boomer Esiason and seven others passed away today. But Boomer has to be the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
But in a lot of ways, Eddie, I feel like you loosened him up and you allowed him to kind of laugh.
Yeah.
And that's made the show just take off. And of course, with Craig and now with Gio and Al and Jerry and the whole dynamic that all of you guys, like that whole, like I was not even a part of it. I was there for a cup of coffee. But to even have a little bit of that, I'm so proud of that because I always feel like I'm a part of, not just with Giannotti, who helped me out so much when I was an intern, but you and Al. And I just feel such a, like a kinship to this show. Boomer and Gio, Boomer and Carr, that morning show. So I just feel like a big part of it in that way, even though I was a little part of it. But that whole dynamic that you guys have had through all these years, legendary stuff.
And really, again, to give Boomer credit, it was his conscious decision to sort of go along with that that really changed everything and made the show what it was. And that's to his lasting credit. For as long as he's here, you know, and when he walks out the door, get ready for Gio with Rami. And others will be out the door.
The Gio show.
Yeah, the Gio show with Rami.
So you've seen it all here as far as the radio business. Where do you see it going in the next, you know, 5 or 10 years?
Where do I see the world going with the way, I mean, who the hell knows? I mean, things are just accelerating and the change is coming so fast that it's hard to predict anything, much less the future of our business. I think there will always be a place for live local terrestrial radio, especially sports. But, you know, that's me sitting here now in 2026. Ask me in 2 years and it could be a totally different landscape. So I really have no idea. I don't. And really, it goes to the world at large. We don't know what's coming.
Yeah, I just feel like there's always going to be a place for this place.
Yeah.
Because of the market we're in and because of the brand, you know, WFAN matters to so many people. You know what I mean? That it's just a comfort, you know, and that's to be. But you know what? I used to say this to Eddie all the time. You are the last of your religion. And in many ways, you know, you walking out of the store is an end of an era here. You know, we've obviously a couple other people through the years now. You know, Chernoff's not here anymore, and Ackerman's not here anymore, and Minko, and Huesler, and Harris Allen, and obviously Francesa, and Dog, and Joe's still doing part-time stuff, but full-time. You know, it's just, Eddie, you are like almost like that last link to that generation.
Yeah, and sadly, at the end of last year, Dove Kramer, Dove. John Schweibecker, both of those guys have longer tenures than I will have. They were here longer than I was, by about 18 months or so. So, you know, I kind of feel a little embarrassed and weird about that, you know, they sort of, it was unceremonious. And yet people want to give me flowers, which is, I understand. But still, it's part of me feels bad about that.
When you started here, or in the early stages, before this place took off, did you feel like WFAN would get to the heights that it got to?
For me, it was already at that height. You know, when it was something that was just so wonderful, a 24-hour sports radio station.
Yeah.
And so I started the day, my first day as an intern was the first day of Mike and the Mad Dog. And that took off like within a few months. And then it was on. We had Imus, we had Mike and Dog, we had a, you know, powerhouse morning and afternoon. And it kind of just ballooned from there.
Take me a little bit behind the scenes, just working every day with Mike and Chris. You know, through the good times, through the bad times, just give me a little bit of a behind the curtain of Mike and Chris as far as working with them in the heyday, in their prime.
Just the strangest dynamic that you could imagine, because their off-air interactions when they were not talking to each other, it was so strange. And then on the air, it was fine. It was
riding a bike.
Great.
Yeah.
But off the air, and that was for the majority of the time, I would say, at least it felt like that, that the sort of tension between them, which ultimately led to their, you know, Tris leaving. But it was just strange. But yet it worked on the air. So, you know, it was crazy. Like a great band who hate each other.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and then you like you go from that, and then you go to, like I said, the morning show, whether it was the relationship that Craig and Boomer had with everybody, and now Gio and Boomer, and that camaraderie and that family. It had to feel like, you know, night and day. Obviously, with stops in between, but what yes. you've had in the mornings.
Sure. No, totally different. It was, we're just, you know.
Do you think it's because you goof around more? Maybe that lightens it up a little bit?
No. I think it's just it was just a clash of personalities and egos. Now, any great radio person has a certain level of arrogance to them that they need. That's why they are who they are. And in a lot of cases, those can mesh and work, and each one has a part. But if you have two guys who are trying to do the same thing, trying to be the lead, it's more difficult. So it was, you know, but yeah, it worked wonderfully for 19 years with Mike and Dog.
So Evan, with Nick's obviously very topical here with game two coming up tonight, Eastern Conference Finals. Evan has a coalition of Nick haters.
Okay. Like, and the old Mets crack committee?
That's what I was getting to. So really before the coalition, there was the crack committee, which of course was you, was Huesler, was Dog, was Summers. And the big part of the crack committee was YE, right? Yankee Elimination Day. Or was it YED?
YE Day.
And to this day, Eddie will still call it that and will still go up to people and say, Happy YE Day.
And, so, wear the shirt.
And wear the shirt, that's right. So give me a little insight on that, on that being created, and just, because that was one of the funnier bits that Dog did, and just this radio station, because obviously it was, you know, that was a Met station at the time, right? So it was a little bit more like, all right, you know, it's a Met station, but just the idea of having it within the confines here of people that hate the Yankees.
Well, 96 wasn't, like, as bad, although Mike made it obnoxious with the whole pink Cadillac and that whole thing. But then when they just kept winning, that's really when it started, just the hatred.
The arrogance that was there, and you just wanted, I knew just not even being here, I was like, oh, God, I can't stand it.
And listen, it's all sports fun.
Of course.
Nothing too deep and real, but it was just something that, you know, as bitter Met fans, and I own that, you know, something that we had to do.
Yeah, that's what makes this town special, though, because you do have decisions and that hatred, and I always say there'll never be peace between Met and Yankee fans. I think that's really a big part of the fabric. Is there, who and what will you miss most not working here?
The day-to-day, the whole, just what I do every day, coming in, the routine, I'm not going to miss waking up at 1 o'clock, but like the hunting for parking.
Eddie loves to hunt for parking.
I do.
Where, you know, Al will basically look around the corner with mace in one hand and, you know, like a stick in the other and go, I don't really want to look for a spot. Some people go as far as Christopher Street, which is only a few blocks from here. Eddie will basically park in Madison Square Garden in order to, because I always viewed it as it's like a challenge
for
you.
Yes, absolutely. It's a game. And I do, in a sick way, enjoy that. But yeah, I'll miss just the whole day-to-day stuff. You know, that's what I'll miss. But, you know, when we were talking earlier about, like, you know, the pressures of the job, I do have to get to work here.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
You know, I don't know if this is wrapping up anytime.
Well, I don't know. Well, in the overnight, Eddie, we really, time is not of the essence. But I understand that you do have to work. So I kept Eddie too long here. That's on me. That's all on me. The last thing I would say to you is, love you. Thanks for everything you've done, not only for me, but my friends in the business. Live long and prosper. The force will be with you always, Eddie. And just congratulations on a legendary career.
Yes, and thank you. And your career started with an interview with me, and mine is ending with an interview from you. How about that?
How about that? Now you're going to get me all emotional. That's what makes Eddie great. You've always been the Yoda of this radio station. Thank you, Eddie. You can go now and finish up what has been a wonderful career.
Peace and long life.
Thank you. Eddie Scazzeri, the great Eddie Scazzeri, or the Eddie Scazzeri, as he was called on the Steve Summers show. And, you know, Eddie, he just showed you there, even on his last day. Because anybody else, they're retiring, this is their last day of work, and they're going to stroll in last minute, they're not going to do any work. Eddie's sitting here basically looking at the watch going, all right, enough of these stupid questions. Look at me move on here, I got to do a podcast with Al, I got to, you know, park his car, I got to do a bunch of stuff. There he is, the great Eddie Scazzeri. I appreciate taking his time, too much of his time there, but I was just enthralled in the conversation. I could talk to him for hours and hours and hours. So hopefully I covered enough there where you got an idea? Because Eddie really, if the walls could talk, I mean, there's nobody that has been here that has seen more and has been more, because Eddie was, as you would say, office for a while too. You know, he would work behind the scenes, but he was, you know, in a way, management to a degree. So he saw it kind of from both ends. And he could write a book. He won't, but he could write a book here. But hopefully everybody enjoyed that. And if you missed it, you can go back on the Odyssey app, the rewind function, and take a listen to that.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.